now. Go ahead and clap. Go ahead and shout. Go ahead and call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. Shout it again. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, why don't you just push your neighbor? Why don't you tell him, say, get ready. Tell him, say, get ready. Say, you are fixing to be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. Man, I'm going to tell you what, there's something contagious in this place today. I think it's about to infect every man, woman, and child in this room. I can feel that contagious Holy Ghost that's just blowing across this room, and every man, woman, and child is going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Well, because Sister Kyle doesn't think I ever preach from the book of Acts, I want you to turn to Acts chapter 2. And while you turn there, let me say what an absolute honor it is to be with my friend, Brother Kyle. My wife and I love Brother and Sister Kyle so very, very much. Some of our most favorite people in the entire world. And you are so blessed to have them as your pastor. So blessed, so blessed. And they're just so real, aren't they? They're just cool. They're cool for older people. That was the moment you should have left me hanging, brother. That was not the moment. That was not the moment. Praise God. I also want to say thank you to this church for giving the German-speaking nation such an incredible AIM worker in Sarah Mock. Man, we have been so richly blessed. That girl is a Bible study teaching, church planting, apostolic tongue-talking machine for Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you, she has done such an incredible job in Germany. We're getting ready to start a church in Interlaken, Switzerland, and we needed somebody to go there and help us teach Bible studies, open up a campus ministry, and win souls. And so we decided to move Sister Sarah from Berlin down to Interlaken. And I'm going to tell you, when I come back next year, I'm going to tell you about a church that's filled with tongue-talking, apostolic, Jesus' name baptized people. You've put your money in the right place. That's a missionary, and she's doing a great job, and I get to spend some time with her. My wife and I are going to see her just in August, and matter of fact, I think next week she's moving over to Switzerland, and I'm excited about what God is doing through this church around the globe. I think, Bishop, you have another. Tracina Anderson has been to serve us in Germany twice this year, and in September, she's bringing a global missions group from Spain to preach in our Spanish churches in Germany to help us have a Holy Ghost revival in our Spanish-speaking ministries in Germany. So this church is invested all around the globe, and thank you for that. Why don't you tell your neighbor, say thank you for helping missions around the globe. Praise God. Acts chapter 2, And verse 1, the Bible said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them. Well, if you still believe it, clap your hands with all your might and shout. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Before you are seated, I want you to shake hands with three people, and I want you to look them right in the eye and tell them, say, in just a few moments, you will be speaking with other tongues. In just a few moments, you will be speaking with other tongues.
Sounds great.
Come on, just a few moments, you will be speaking with other tongues. Now, if you believe what you just said, if you believe what you said, why don't you shout again and clap your hands and rejoice by faith in what God is getting ready to pour out. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Just a few months ago in Vienna, we have been so richly blessed to have Brother Grotto with us multiple times. He's a pastor from Nova Scotia, and he's a great man of God. And just recently, his wife passed away, and so he decided he wanted to be a missionary. And so he's come over and been working with us in Vienna. And a few months ago, he was on his way to church and saw this Austrian Catholic boy sitting on the bus and told him, he said, son, you need to come to church with me. The guy looked at him and, well, couldn't think of any reason not to come to church, so he just decided to go to church with him. So this man shows up at church. He's an older man, and he showed up, and he's sat on the back row of the church, and everything was a little bit out of the ordinary for him. I mean, this was a Catholic boy, an Austrian Catholic man, raised Catholic, his mother's Catholic, his grandmother's Catholic, everything about them's Catholic, and here he is in a Pentecostal church where people are running and shouting and screaming and dancing and smiling. And he wasn't sure what he got himself into, but all of a sudden he began to feel something that he'd never felt in that Catholic church. From the top of his head down to the bottom of his feet, he began to feel this shaking in his soul and began to know there's something real here that I've never felt before. It was only a few moments into that service that all of a sudden Alex came running to the front. He didn't even make it all the way to the front of the altar. But a few seconds into lifting his hands, his tongue started to tremble and new sounds began to come out that he had never made before. When he got the Holy Ghost, he just assumed that everybody would want the Holy Ghost. So he left church that day and decided to go tell his mama, that good old Catholic that raised him Catholic, all about the Holy Ghost. Well, when he arrived at her house, she was in severe back pain. And so he just thought to himself, well, if the Holy Ghost could fill me, it can probably heal her. Makes sense, right? I mean, come on. So this first time tongue talker laid his hands on his mother's back and he said, if you'll just let me pray for you, I think something will happen. And he said, Pastor, I started to pray a good old Catholic prayer. He said, but when I started praying that Catholic prayer, all of a sudden those strange tongues started again. He said, I couldn't pray in English. I just spoke in tongues. And then I started praying in tongues with power. And my mama started shaking as the power of the Holy Ghost began to flow through her body. She said, where in the world did you learn that Catholic prayer? He said, well, Mama, I didn't learn it at a Catholic church. He said, I just came from this Pentecostal place where all of a sudden the Holy Ghost arrested my soul. I've got news for somebody today. This is real, and it's about to fill you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Oh, come on, get on your feet and clap your hands with all your might and shout like you've got something. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. You need to lose your faith. Let your faith begin to rise. Just a short time ago, I was in Michigan, and man, the only reason I'm home, I feel like just being bitter for a minute, if you'll let me. Is that okay? If I just be bitter for a minute, y'all will forgive me, and then we'll pray for people. You pray for me? Yeah, if I'm bitter, please pray for me. Don't let me be bitter. And I got this jury summons. Anybody ever done jury duty? You've done jury duty? Man, that's a bum deal. I was sitting in my office in Vienna, Austria, when I opened up my mail packet from headquarters, and there was a letter that said, you are required to come home for jury duty in Michigan. So I called the jury office and I said, listen, this is kind of funny, but I don't live here in Michigan anymore. I live in Austria and I can't come home for jury duty. And they said, oh no, you're gonna come home or you'll go to jail. And I said, well, let me call somebody else. So I hung up and I called and got a hold of somebody else. And they said, if you don't show up for jury duty, we're gonna call the sheriff and we're gonna put out a warrant for your arrest and you'll be arrested in Europe. Now, I know you can tell that I don't look like I belong in jail, right? This is not a I belong in jail body. This just wouldn't work for me. And so I decided it was in our best interest to come home. And so I show up for this jury duty. And I don't know why I'm telling this story, but it just sounds good now. Let's tell it. So I show up for jury duty. And my wife told me, she said, baby, don't wear a suit to jury duty. You don't need to look like that. They'll pick you for sure. But I thought in my mind, if I showed up looking like gangsta-like, they're going to be like, this dude is trying to get out. And so we're gonna pick him and make him sit on this jury. And so I showed up in a suit and tie and I was looking all nice. Everybody else in there had baseball hats on and shorts and tank tops, and I was standing out like a sore thumb. And then the trial was about a 70-year-old man who was riding his bike down the street and a 10-pound brown chihuahua scared him and he fell off his bike and broke his clavicle. So I thought to myself, Brother Kyle, well, if this is about a dog, I need to be against dogs 100%, right? Makes sense. So After they had selected six jurors, they had gone through like 30 people. I was one of the last 15 waiting. They called my name, so I got up there, and the judge said, well, he said, how are you doing, Mr. Robinette? And I said, well, not very good. I said, my rear end hurts. I said, you made me fly all the way from Europe for 5,000 euro. I said, I'm not really happy, to be honest with you. And here you are sitting up here in these plush, cushy chairs, and all of us jurors are in these rough chairs. I mean, I was trying to get out of this thing. I wanted him to not like me. He looked over at the lawyers and he said, can any of you think of any reason to move or remove Mr. Robinette right now? And they all shook their head no. And then he turned it over to the prosecuting attorney and he said, Mr. Robinette, do you like dogs? This was my moment. My moment. I was there. I said, no, sir, I hate dogs. I said, I think they should all die. Every dog everywhere should die. Don't start praying yet. Hold on. I said, my girls have a dog. I don't even like the dog. I said, the only reason I keep the dog is because I want to keep my daughter's love. I said, I don't like dogs at all. And man, that guy just sat down, had nothing else to ask me. And the defense attorney stood up and he said, sir, have you ever had a bad experience with a dog? And I said, yes, sir. I said, my wife's dog bit me once and I punched it in the face and it died. The judge sat up real straight. He said, did it die when you hit it? I said, no, sir. I said, it died many years later, but we were still grateful. He said, well, can anybody think of a reason to remove Mr. Robinette? They all stood up and said, no, sir. So I wound up sitting on this trial. Then he said, I think Mr. Robinette is a great choice for jury foreman. Let's make him the jury foreman. So I had longer days. Oh, I remember now why I was telling this story. That's why I was telling this. A little while ago when we were in Michigan, I got this phone call from this mother, and she said, are you Mr. Robin, are you Brother Robinette? I said, yes, sir, I am. Yes, ma'am, I am. And she said, my son has been arrested. He has murdered somebody, and he's in a high security prison in Michigan. And they said, would you mind going and praying for him? And I said, ma'am, I said, how in the world did you get my number? I said, I there's got to be a pastor in that area. Somebody can go. She said, well, he doesn't need somebody. She said, he needs you to go because he needs the Holy Ghost. She said, if I just wanted somebody to pray, I'd have called somebody else. She said, but he needs the Holy Ghost. Will you go? So I go up to this high security prison. They made me take off my belt, my shoes, they took the paper clips out of my Bible. They wouldn't let me have nothing good. I mean, they were just, I was really embarrassed. And I get into this area where we're gonna meet with this prisoner, and there's all of these prisoners with their lawyers, and all of the prisoners are chained to the table. So already I'm not comfortable, and I come in and I sit down across from this guy, and he looks at me and he said, sir, he said, did my mother send you? And right away I wasn't sure whether to say yes or no to that question. And I said, do you need me? He said, there's nothing you can do for me. He said, I am guilty of everything they've said. He said, I killed her, I did it, I'm guilty. And God will never, ever forgive me. All of a sudden, just rage rose up in me, Brother Kyle. And I stood up and I picked up my Bible. And he said, where are you going, sir? I said, well, if you don't believe in my God, there's no reason for me to stay. He said, well, sit back down and convince me. I sat down and I said, sir, let me tell you. I said, the Bible said if you confess your sins, that God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I said, I don't care what your sin is. If you surrender right now to God, he will forgive you and fill you with the Holy Ghost. Tears started flowing down that murderer's cheeks. All of a sudden, he just started screaming the name of Jesus so loud. He started saying, Jesus, I'm so sorry. Forgive me right now. Cleanse me right now. His hands just started shaking and jerking against those chains. Everybody in the room started staring at us. It was only a matter of seconds when that murderer lifted up his voice and started shouting in other tongues, just like the Bible says. I got news for you today. It doesn't matter who you are. The Bible said this promise is for you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Doesn't matter who you are, what you've done, where you're from, what culture you are. If you will give God one chance today, He will fill you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet with the Holy Ghost and fire. It's the will of God right now that everybody in this place be filled with the Holy Ghost. It's the will of God. It's been breaking loose in this place since it started this morning. I'm telling you what, when we started praying for the sick, you could feel the wave of the Holy Ghost that began to sweep from the left to the right and the front to the back. And it's here in this place right now. Why don't you stand to your feet and clap your hands and shout again like you want something to happen? Oh, come on, do that a little bit more. I can feel the gift of faith already. I can feel it rising. Just stay standing. Our musicians can come if that's what they do. Hallelujah. Just stay standing. I want you to tell somebody next to you, say, in just a few moments, you're going to be speaking with other tongues. Hallelujah. Turn to somebody behind you. Turn to somebody beside you. I want you to loose that word of faith in them. I want you to tell them, say, it's getting ready to happen right now. Come on, somebody. Somebody magnify the Lord. Let your faith declare. Come on, declare your faith for a moment. Let that praise loose. Let that praise declare that your faith says it's going to happen. We are getting ready to have an outpouring of the Holy Ghost in this place. Every man, woman, and child is going to receive the Holy Ghost right now. Every man, every woman, every child, God is going to fill you with the Holy Ghost right now. So here's what we're going to do. Hold on, everybody, hold on. Hold on just a minute. In just a minute, I'm going to open up this altar. And when I open this altar, I want every single person in this place to come to the altar. But listen to me. I don't want anybody to come by themselves. When I open this altar, I want you to grab at least two people by the hands. And I want you to tell them, say, come on, we're going to get the Holy Ghost right now. All right? Now, when I open this altar, I want you to bring them. But listen to me. When you come to this altar, If you are holding the hand of somebody who's never ever received the Holy Ghost, never spoken with other tongues, I want you to move your way as close to the front as you can get. You tell all of those stingy Pentecostals to get out of your way. Tell them, say, it's our turn. You've had your turn. It's our turn. And you just move out of the way so that you can get up where you want to be. All right? How many are ready for God to do it right now? Then I want everybody from the front to the back to grab two or three people right now and say, come on, let's go get the Holy Ghost, and quickly come and get in this altar. Quickly come and stand. I want all of our ministers to follow your great pastor, Pastor Kyle. I want you to come and stand along the front with me. Our ministry team, come and stand along the front. Ministers, ministers' wives, Sunday school teachers, whoever you are, I want you to come and stand along the front with us ministers. Come on, everybody, from the front to the back. Don't be the only people standing back there all alone when the Holy Ghost begins to fall. The Bible says, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. The Bible said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. Not might, not if you're Pentecostal, not if you're Catholic, not if you're Baptist, not if you're Lutheran, not if you're nothing. He said, if you believe in Jesus at all, out of your belly. Out of your belly.
Don't clog up the aisles. Don't clog up the aisles. Let them where they can get in. Don't clog up the aisles.
Out of your belly is going to flow rivers of living water. You're going to speak sounds you've never spoken. Now listen, I want you to turn to two people right now and listen. I want you to tell them, say, in just a moment, your tongue is going to tremble and new sounds are going to come out. So listen, we're getting ready to do five things together. Everybody say, I'm going to do five things and I'm going to get the Holy Ghost. Just say that. Five things and I'm going to get the Holy Ghost. First thing we're going to do, so crazy simple, okay? Everybody listen to this preacher just a minute. We're going to let you explode like wildfire in just a minute. First thing we're going to do when I tell you to, it's so simple. I want everybody, when I tell you to lift up your hands high. Would you practice that with me once? Nothing to be embarrassed of. Nothing to be ashamed of. You would do this for a sports game, an athlete. You'd do this in the world. But when we lift our hands in this place, we're lifting them to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're offering up the highest praise that we can offer. We're saying, God, I surrender everything. My fears, my doubts, my shame, my sin, every mistake I made, every religion I've been a part of, today I surrender everything. You may put your hands down just a minute. Go ahead and put your hands down. The next time you lift your hands, you will be speaking with other tongues. The next time you lift your hands, you will be speaking with other tongues. The second thing we're going to do when I tell you to, it's so simple. When we lift our hands, Everybody in this place is going to close our eyes, and we are not going to open them again until we start to speak sounds we've never spoken before. All right? The reason we close our eyes is just so simple. I don't want to be ashamed by you. I don't want you to be ashamed by me. I don't want us to be intimidated by one another. I want to be able to focus on the King without being distracted by people. So I close my eyes so that nothing can hinder me and my God from coming into complete and full connection. All right? Third thing we're going to do that's so awesome and so simple. Third thing, when we lift our hands and close our eyes, everybody in this place is going to lift up our head high. The reason we lift up our head is because you cannot get the Holy Ghost with your head hanging down. When you hang your head, it's a sign of shame, fear, and doubt. But when you lift up your head, it's a sign of boldness, courage, and faith. And God loves boldness, courage, and faith. And He will not walk by you when you stand there and say, God, this is my moment, and I'm not letting it pass me by. Get ready, sister. It's going to hit you like fire. Fourth thing we're going to do that's so simple. Fourth thing, so simple, so easy, but so very important. When we lift up our hands and close our eyes and lift up our head, everybody in this place is going to repent of our sins out loud. Now, don't get nervous. That does not mean that you've got to shout out loud every time you punched your brother when your mother wasn't looking. Okay? You don't have to shout out loud every sin you've ever committed. That's not what we're saying. But with a sincere heart, you should shout out unto the Lord without shame. God, forgive me of my sins. I'm sorry. Wash my mind. Wash my spirit. Wash my soul. I don't care what anybody thinks of me. I want to be changed. I want to be new. I want to walk in a newness of life. I want to lay down the old man. I want to be new, God. With sincerity, we're going to shout out unto God as loud as we can. Tell your neighbor, say, here's where it gets cool. Here's where it gets awesome, all right? When you start to lift your hands and close your eyes and lift your head, and you're starting to say, God, I'm so sorry. You're emptying out all of that flesh that's held you back. Now God is bound by His word to fill you up with rivers of living water. I want you just to put your hand on your stomach. Would you do that? All of a sudden, when you start shouting unto God, I'm sorry, you're going to feel rivers start to build right here. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, those rivers building. Put your hand on your chest. Those rivers are going to move from your belly all the way to your chest. And you're going to feel like a fire and rivers building in your chest. And you're not going to be able to control it. And just go ahead and touch your mouth. And don't act weird about it. You've touched your mouth before. All of a sudden, when those rivers flow up from your belly to your chest, they're going to move up to your lips. The Bible said with stammering lips. That means your lips are going to begin to shake. And then it said, and another tongue, meaning your tongue, is going to start to make new sounds. All of a sudden, you're going to feel that tremble start to take over your lips. That's when you're going to hear me and your great man of God shout the word of faith over this place. And we're going to command every man, woman, and child to immediately be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues, just like the Bible says. When you hear me shout hallelujah as loud as I can, that is the sign that you're not going to speak another word of English, Spanish, or any other language you know here today. When you hear me shout hallelujah, that's the sign you're going to speak in tongues right now. And when you hear me shout that, I want every man, woman, and child in this place to shout hallelujah as loud as you can. And immediately, you will stop speaking any known language, and your lips will shake, your tongue will shake, and you will start speaking with other tongues just like the Bible says. How many of you believe that's going to happen? Now put your hands down a minute. If you are in this altar, I'm going to ask for a moment of extreme courage. If you are in this altar and you have never ever received the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, I want you to be courageous to lift up your hand and hold it high just for a minute so I know who you are, okay? You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, about 40. That's awesome. Let's just say that. I can't count past 35, so let's do 40. All right? Now, if you are standing next to somebody that raised their hand, I want you to look at them right now and tell them, say, get ready to speak in other tongues. It's going to happen right now. Ministry team, I love this ministry team because we've worked together so many times. As soon as we command them to receive the Holy Ghost, as soon as we shout hallelujah, I want you guys to go through this crowd like wildfire. Don't ask God to do anything. Every single forehead you touch, you command them to receive the Holy Ghost right now. The moment they start speaking in tongues, you tell them, say, that's it, you've got it, and you move to somebody else so everybody can be prayed for here today. Are you ready? How many are ready for it to happen? Then with every hand upraised right now, every eye closed, every head uplifted, I want you to lift your voice as loud as you can. Let's ask God to forgive us of our sins. Right now, God, forgive me. God, wash me. God, cleanse me. Take away every sin, every ounce of shame. I'm sorry for what I've done. I don't want to be the same anymore. I want to be washed. I want to be clean. Wash me, God. Every evil deed, every evil word, every evil thought. God, I'm sorry. 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 Come on, that's it. Get ready. 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 Get ready to shout right now by the authority of the Word of God, by the power of the name of Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Ghost that's in this place. I command you, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Got it. Lay your hand on them. Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Receive it.
Fill me up.
Receive it.
Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God.
Speak with other tongues. Let your voice loose. Receive it.
Fill me up. Pour out your spirit, Lord. over, Lord. Fill me up, oh God. Say, fill me up. Fill me up.
She's got it. She's got it.
Pour out your Spirit, Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit fall. Fill me up, oh God. Oh, I've got to have more of you. Fill me up. Say it again. Say, fill me up. Pour out your Spirit, Lord. Till I overflow, I wanna run over. I wanna run over.
Receive the Holy
Fill
Ghost.
Me up.
Lay your hand on someone near you.
Till I overflow, I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run over, Jesus.
I wanna run over.
Say, fill me up,
till I
overflow. I wanna run over.
I wanna run over.
Sing, fill me up,
till I overflow.
I gotta have more of you.
I wanna run over.
Say, fill me up,
till I overflow. I wanna run over.
I wanna run.
Sing
it again. Sing, fill me up,
till I overflow.
Yeah. wanna run over. I wanna run over. Sing, fill me up.
Just fill the Holy Ghost.
God, I wanna run over. Pour out your spirit, Jesus. Sing again, fill me up. Till I
you to listen to me just a minute. I want everybody to listen just one moment. We're fixing to celebrate about what God has done, and then some more are going to get the Holy Ghost. Listen to me just one minute. Everybody stop praying for people and listen to the preacher one minute. Many people have already received the Holy Ghost. Listen, if you have already received the gift of the Holy Ghost here today, meaning that your tongue began to shake and some new sounds came out you've never made before. If you received the gift of the Holy Ghost for the first time today, I want you to lift your hand up high. Lift your hand up high. Don't put it down. Lift it up high. Fed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39. Anybody else? I think we need to shout for a minute and magnify the Lord.
Come on, give a praise to God. Give a praise to God. Give a praise to God.
Come on. Come on, come on, shout unto the Lord. Lay your hand on someone next to you.
Woo!
Let the Holy Ghost sweep across this place again. I want you to listen just a minute. Listen just a minute. We've already had right at 40 people receive the Holy Ghost. Now listen, if you are here right now and you have not yet received it, but you are not going to leave without it. If you've made up your mind, you've got to have it right now. I want you to lift up a hand so I can see who you are. If you have not yet received it, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I want to ask all of you to push right to the middle. Right to the middle where the nuclear power of the Holy Ghost is. All of you that want the Holy Ghost, right here. Quickly come. Quickly, quickly, quickly. If my ministers, my pastors, my leaders, my ministers and pastors will gather back in the front, I'd appreciate it. If you've already received the Holy Ghost, if you could just take a step backwards so that others can get in, that would be awesome. Okay? Now listen, if you're in the middle to receive the Holy Ghost, I want you to lift a hand so I know who you are if you want it right now. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12,
about 12 more that want the Holy Ghost. Would all of you believers push in and get close to these people? All of you push in a little more so you can lay your hands on them when I tell you to. Now listen. Now listen just a minute. Listen. God just filled 40 people with the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, God does not love not one of them more than He loves you. You can't earn this. You can't fight for this. You can't beg for this. You can't say hallelujah fast enough to get this. This is a gift from God to those He loves, and He loves you. I'm going to tell you the secret of the Holy Ghost. Are you ready? You cannot get the Holy Ghost speaking English. You cannot get the Holy Ghost speaking Spanish. And you cannot get the Holy Ghost speaking German. Any other language you know, you cannot get the Holy Ghost speaking that language. The only way to get the Holy Ghost is with a sincere heart to lift up your voice and your hands and start to shout praise unto Him. That's the only way. As long as you try to mentally praise Him, you'll never get it, because it's not he's not a mental God. This is a God who loves our worship, our adoration, our emotions. Are you ready? So what we're going to do is simple. We're going to speak the word of faith again, and everybody's going to shout hallelujah again. But when I shout hallelujah, I want you to shout hallelujah as loud as you can, and then immediately just start speaking with other tongues. These ministers will lay their hands on you, and you'll get it just like that. Are you ready? Saints, you ready? Let's lift up our hands one more time. Go ahead and start praising Him. By the authority of the Word of God, by the power of the name of Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Ghost that's in this place, I command you, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah!
I want more, I want more, I want more.
Hallelujah!
I want more, I want more, won't you pour it out?
She's got it! She's got it! She's got it!
I want more, I want more.
She's got it! She's got it!
And fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts